Hello?
Hi, is this Chris?
Yes.
Hi, this is Sarah with Family First Care. I tried calling last week in regard to your client, Lisa.
Yes, I was getting ready to call you here in about 10 minutes, as a matter of fact.
Perfect. So, good timing, right?
Yes.
All right. So we did speak to Lisa, and she is interested in transferring over with her 35 hours. I know that you guys are in Chester County.
Right.
Did you get the information about the benefits, or?
Yes, I did. I got that text. Yes, thank you.
Okay. So we do offer benefits after 60 days of being with us. And then what rate did I offer you? A rate? Was it 15, 14?
15.
Okay.
15, yeah.
Is that acceptable?
Oh, that's very acceptable.
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to need Lisa's address.
Okay.
Or do you want me to call her?
No, I have a couple of questions for you.
Oh, of course, yeah.
She doesn't drive because of her condition, because she had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys pay, like, reimburse for mileage? Because I'd have to take her to, like, a lot of appointments and whatnot.
No, unfortunately, it's Medicaid rules don't even allow for the caregivers to drive with patients in their personal vehicles. However, if you work it out amongst yourself, that's fine. It just can't be part of the care plan, and the agency has to be no part of that. You know what I mean?
Okay,
just for insurance reasons.
That's really interesting, because I've been driving her around for years, so she doesn't drive as a caregiver.
But you can if you work it out amongst yourselves. It's just it's a liability, so we can't put that as part of the care plan. We can't say that.
Okay.
But if you don't know that the insurance company does offer medical transport for all of her medical appointments, so would be able to drive together in a medical transport.
Yeah, I don't think she's not up for that. So
sorry. Yeah. So that's really the reasoning is that they will give you. So if you ever need to, you can just reserve a ride through medical transport.
Okay. All right. The insurance.
Yes.
And I pay for that. Yes.
We partial pay. There's different levels. If you want, I can send you over an email with all of the information on that.
Sure.
What's your
That'd
email?
That'd be great. C as in cat, M as in Mary, no, it's Michael, D as in dog, 316@AOL.com.
Okay, I'll send you over an email. I'll also, in the email I send you, I'm going to put down all the information we need to get you started, and I will send over the paperwork that we need you to submit to get onboarded with us, okay?
Okay, do I have to go through her
coordinator? Yeah, okay. We would definitely need to get authorization from them, but the thing is that we want to make sure that you're sending in your documents, because once it transfers over, you need to be compliant before you're able to get paid. So we want to make sure that your HR file is in order before we really get a start date going. When did you want to start with us?
Once I talk with Lisa and everything, probably ASAP. So.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's put a tentative start date for Monday the 9th.
Okay, hold on for one second. I don't want to commit to anything.
No, we're not committing. We're not committing. It's tentative.
Okay.
We're going to aim for getting started on Monday the 9th, because that's the beginning of a new pay period. Our pay periods run from Monday through Sunday. So so if you get all of your documents in within the next couple of days, we'll be able to request the authorization for that date, okay? Our intake coordinator will need to speak to Lisa directly just to confirm everything, and then she would most likely just do a three-way call with Lisa and the service coordinator.
Okay.
Okay. Do you happen to have Lisa's address, though, just so I can grab that?
Yes, it's same as mine. It's 4055 Lower Valley Road,
Okay.
Parksburg, PA, 19365.
Okay. All right, Chris, that sounds good. And keep your eye out for that email, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a good day. You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.